You said that it's not encompassing. It is reaching to. It is relating to, right? It's not encompassing. It's connecting to the source of your creation, to the one who created you. Yeah? So dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the reality you are not giving anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? It's dhikr. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explains for us what's the meaning of dhikr. He said, udhkuruni, adhkurkum. The reality of your dhikr of me is actually me making dhikr of you. That's the reality. The haqiqa of our dhikr of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the reality of our dhikr of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what?
He doing dhikr.
It means what? It means become more permeable to my light, and then my light will reach you. If you want in modern language, adhkuruni adhkurkum. Become more permeable to my light, and my light will reach you. Mafhum? Udhkuruni adhkurkum. So the dhikr that we are doing, we are not making dhikr to imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to surround, or to... No. We are trying to reach to. How? When we say reach to, is he far? Is he far? We just said that his rahmah is everywhere and his light is everywhere. So what do we need to do? We need to open. So the dhikr is nothing but digging and widening the perspective and digging to find the water and widening to find the light. The dhikr is process of transformation. Dhikr is process of transformation. We are working on ourselves to be more what? To be more what? To be more sensible. To be more sensitive to his presence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mafhum? So we are not making to his presence. So the more you do dhikr, the more you do tafakkur, the more sensitive you become to his beauty, to his presence, to his... Mafhum? Hakada. Naam? To your relation to him. Okay. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but when we do dhikr.
Yes.
In reality, aren't we doing dhikr of something created?
We are making dhikr of ourselves, the dhikr of Allah that we are doing. You say dhikr of Allah, it means what? I mean, for example, okay, let us even make this comparison. You have water there. Now, you are saying, I need water. Are you making dhikr of water or making dhikr of your thirst? That's it. Fahimt?
No.
Bismillah.
هل في أساس الذكر يعني أقل حاجة لازم تعملها يومين إحنا في الوقت يعني is there a minimum that you have that one should do and what is the healthy way to build as you said to get to كثيرة
Sheikh, would you mind repeating the question?
Yes. So the question was, is there a minimum that one should do of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what's the healthy way to get to the much dhikr? Because one of the translations that we did for, or what that we find for udhkur Allah dhikran kathira is do much of dhikr, do a lot of dhikr. Okay. Allah. I would say the minimum of dhikr that you need to have is what? makes you aware of your mortality and of his vitality. Can I say? What makes you aware of your mortality and of his vitality, and that you are nothing but a traveler from the point of your mortality to reach the kingdom of his vitality. Does it sound philosophical? Can I repeat it? Should I repeat it? The minimum of dhikr, even if it is one time per day, and one time per night, the minimum of dhikr to reach the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بالغدوي والأصال. You need twice. You need two times. The minimum of dhikr is two times. One in the morning, one in the evening. The minimum. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in Quran, the minimum, يسبح له فيها بالغدو والأصال. The beginning of the day, the end of the day. At least two times. Though when we say that two time, or that one time in the morning, the minimum would be what is enough to remind you of your mortality and his vitality, and remind you of the relationship that you have with him, that you are nothing but a traveler, that your life is nothing but a journey towards him. That would be the minimum of dhikr. That would be the minimum. Now, is that something that you have to do with amount? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us one subhanallah wa bihamdi is enough to fill the scale and establish the balance. One. Wa subhanallah wa alhamdulillah tamla'an. Is enough. It means it has that potential. Now if you are Sayyidina Sulaiman, one alhamdulillah of your khalas, it's khalas. One alhamdulillah of Sayyidina Sulaiman is, if you are Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one la ilaha illallah, you don't need to keep repeating it. Even though they kept repeating because they wouldn't find something sweeter than that, and they are aware that the transformation is endless and that the closeness can be always closer and closer and closer and closer. Like, now for us, sometimes you need to repeat it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, say, 10 times in the morning and in the evening, what they call the master of dhikr. You know what is the master of dhikr? The dhikr, they call the dhikr of the day of Arafah. The dhikr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that's the best dhikr, there is nothing else. Himself, he said, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. When say that, when they asked him what is the dhikr that we should do the day of Arafah, and when they asked him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them in the Quran, فذكر الله كذكركم أباءكم أو أشد ذكرا, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way, or call onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way you call onto your parents. Or even
more intense.
Or even with more passion. How do you call your parents? Not now, when the baby calls it. They asked him, what should we say, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected from all the adhkar that are possible, from all the he selected for them, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. طيب, when you say لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك والحمد يحيي ويميت على كل شيء قدير, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to do that 10 times, for example, after Fajr and 10 times after Maghrib. You find that. Everyone. Sufis, Salafis, Ikhwanis, Tablighis, Alhamdulillah, Shia, Sunnah, all they have that 10 times dhikr. If they all do that, that's it. Alhamdulillah, that will be great. If they do it. If they do it and not feeling that they are better than the others. 10 times, he says, after Fajr. Why 10 times? Why not one time? Huh? Again, it's digging. It's digging. It's going deeper and widening, and until you reach the best you could reach. It's not you reach the full meaning of. You will never be able to reach the full meaning of that. You know, you say, dhikr is not to understand him. It's to do your best you could to become permeable. It's to reach your full potential of permeability. You keep repeating the dhikr. We keep repeating the dhikr. To reach our full potential of permeability is to become the most permeable we could become. Huh? Permeable. Permeable, huh? You told him? Yeah. What is it? What's permeability in Swedish?
Genomsyrbarhet.
Sorry, say it?
Genomsyrbarhet.
Yeah? What is it?
Genomsyrbarhet.
Good luck. Alhamdulillah. But that's it, what he said.
It's now with one Swedish word, fika. The next time.
Khalas, fika. Yeah. You see, fika is enough. Sirruka fika liman urika. Sid Ahmed Alawi al-Mustaghanmi, he says, sirruka fika liman urika. Your secret is in you, fika. Fika. Your secret is in you. You don't need me to show it to you. Sirruka fika. طيب إن شاء الله. If you understand fika, خلاص, it's done. We don't need anything else. الحمد لله. لا إله إلا الله. يا الله. الله. سيدنا علي says, وتحسب أنك جرم صغير وفيك انطوى العالم الأكبر. And you think that you are a small body, but in you has folded the whole universe. Now how?
It was from Quran, surely.
Naam, in the Quran, but that's his understanding of the Quran. Imam Ali, this is the poetry, he says, and you think that you are a small body, but in you is folded the whole universe. How? The sun, the moon, the stars, how? In your, that means you have the ability to connect to all of that. That's the meaning. وفيك أن طول العالم الأكبر. So when we do the dhikr, it's not. We do the dhikr to become more permeable. To reach the maximum we could reach of permeability. To enhance the level of our connection. To enhance the level of our permeability. It's not to get it all. You understand? It's not to get it all. We'll never be able to drink it all. We'll get something from it. That's it. Mafhoom, Sayyidi? So, is there a maximum? Is there a minimum? I would say the minimum is what takes you from the level of ghafla to hudur. At least 1 minute or 1 second or one time in the morning and one time in the evening. What takes you from the realm of obliviousness and forgetfulness to the level of presence and the realization of what? Your mortality and his vitality, and that your life is nothing but a journey. That would be the minimum. That's what the ulama, they say, is the minimum. But ala kulli hal, for now, we start somewhere. I have to start. I have to start somewhere. It's enough to start with 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. They even said it's enough to start one time. One of the Salihin, Habib Ahmed al-Saqaf, the father of Habib Abdul Qadir bin Ahmed al-Saqaf. And what a father and what a son. He used to wake up his children when they were small kids. He would wake them up gently 1 hour before Fajr. I'll tell them, say, La ilaha illallah. And then the children will say, La ilaha illallah. Go back to sleep now. And he covers them again and go. That's Qiyam Layl. You have to start somewhere. Is there a minimum we could start? That's start somewhere. Depending, today with all these sicknesses that we have, with all these OCDs that we have, with all these deficit of attention that we have, and bipolarism and schizophrenia and depression and anxiety, and this is all in our community, and these are not some exceptions. Today these are not exceptions, these are the norm. Okay? And deficit of energy and fatigue, etc. Start somewhere. Start somewhere with dhikr, and don't make it, I have to do this as otherwise, because sometimes we play against ourselves, we hit ourselves, or we
set ourselves up for failure.
We set ourselves up for failure when we put a goal much higher than our capacity at that time. I said, no. And we hear, for example, one of the Salihin, one of the big masters of our time, like my Shaykh, for example, Habib Umar, we were together and he was talking, you won't be considered a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you do less than 300 times Salat Alayh per day. A brother with me after that, who had, he's struggling to make dhikr, etc. And that's it. He took that seriously. Unfortunately, he set himself up for failure. He used to do maybe 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, which are we have in Wird al-Latif there. At least he stopped doing it altogether. You see, you understand the phenomena. When you, I'm not a lover. I'm 300. And when you think about it, 300 is nothing. It's really, it's 10 minutes, 50 minutes, half an hour. If you are so slow, you can say Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad, 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 Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad. It's Salah. Ala kulli hal. But we start somewhere. We start somewhere. We shouldn't have something like a big... Start with 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, if you are very far. Start moving your heart and think about it. It's not about falling into some kind of robotism or automatism also. This is why I go back to the answer I said, what is enough for you to remind you of the nature of the thing you are doing, basically. That's the most important thing. And do it as much as you could after that. And the more you do dhikr and the more your heart opens to that, you will find that you won't be able to stop. You won't be able to stop. And you've seen people who lived with people who are not able to stop making dhikr. When they are asleep, their spouses will come to them or they will tell, you were doing dhikr when you were sleeping. We heard you, you're doing dhikr when you're sleeping. Even when they are asleep. Some people, they go to sleep saying dhikr, they wake up saying dhikr. They continue doing dhikr because the blood, khalas, they, as again, Sayyidina Ahmad Ali ibn Sughani says about the Quran, he said, وَمْتَزَجَ بِدَمِنَا وَلَحْمِنَا وَالْعُرُوقِ وَالْعِظَامِ مَا فِينَا. There is, it's a reality, it's a physical reality, it's not a metaphysical reality. If you do something much, it becomes your blood, your marrow, your essence. Some people, they go to sleep counting money, they wake up counting money. Really. Thinking of worldly things, they wake up thinking of worldly things. Huh? Until everything they see reminds them of that. I had a brother of mine, and yani, one of our brothers, little brothers, and he was with us in the Zawiya, and he failed his studies, and then he became so obsessed, he wanted to have the paper, the papers, the passport, the Canadian passport, the papers, because he was foreign student, and we all went as foreign students at some point. We got the papers, we got the immigration, and he couldn't get his immigration because he failed his classes, and he, ala kulli hal, now he's working as a butcher, and he wanted to have his, really, I remember, yani, there is nothing around him that doesn't remind him of the papers, of what he's working for. Any human being he sees, any girl goes in the street, anything, any message in the newspaper connects him immediately to the very thing he is so absorbed in. You understand? Actually, he helped me in my journey. When I saw this, I say, if you can do this, if you can reach this state of presence with such a project, why shouldn't I get that level of presence with such a project? To get my papers, to get my passport, to, not the Canadian passport, but the Rabbani passport. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. And it helped me. So I started looking at everyone and every girl and every boy and every message on the bus to remind me of him, and here you are. There is nothing around you that doesn't remind you of him. La ilaha illallah. Ala kulli hal. Bismillah. Labbaik.
Yes. So for me, is such a daraja or level of understanding actually of the zikr? Is it the higher daraja or higher level of
what we have explained?
When you see Allah Jalla in everything around you, comparing with the just technically, also telling.
Yes. Naam. Yes, that's a high level. But what we say, we start as we said, the minimum level we have to start with, as we said, at least once a day. The beginning of the day and the end of the day, with the big signs, when the morning there is big cosmic change, from the darkness there is light, and after that, after the light, there is total darkness. You have to. اختلاف الليل والنهار. We are taking. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to answer the question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that verse, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. So if you cannot see Allah subhanahu, if you cannot see the signs, if you cannot see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the khalq of as-samawati wal-ard, in every single creation, at least once in the beginning of the day and once at the end of the day, اختلاف الليل والنهار, because these are big. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة إن في ذلك لآية. So you understand? So these two ayahs, these two signs, are major signs for the human being. These are big cosmic things. Out of all the signs that you witness in your day, is there anything bigger than the sunrise? And the sunset? Sheikh Nuh, killer, I call him killer. No, don't call him killer, killer of the ego. One of the salihin of our time, one of the big saints of our time and teachers, and he's actually a convert or standard Muslim, as we explained. Normal Muslim, yeah, like the Sahaba. The first he is explaining, very, very short booklet, and he's talking about the experience of how did he find the path. And he said one time, one day, he was walking in the field, in a field. And he said he was biking, and I think his bike, something like that. I don't want to change the story, but as I remember it, I don't know why I remember it that way, that he had a bike and the bike did not work, so he had to walk, and then he is late. And then the night fell. The night fell. It doesn't fall, actually, but the night fell, okay? When he was in the middle of a field, he said, I felt it's a moment of prayer. He said, I had that strong feeling, that strong call. This is a moment of prayer. This is a big sign. He said, everything changed. Even the voices of animals. Everything. Everything changed. You know? It's an organic, biological, whatever you want to call, natural time for remembrance. So, we go back to that verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you the maximum. The end of the journey is to see Allah in every single creation. One of them is your breath. Every single hair of your beard. That's a creation. No, more than that, every single molecule in that. And you go. That's the journey and the end of the journey, and you will keep growing. But at least to start, واختلاف الليل والنهار. واختلاف الليل والنهار. At least to start with the two big, huge signs. The major cosmic changes. آيتين, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about them. There are many ayat, but for the change of the night and day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين. It means not only them, آيتين. There are ayat are everywhere. The signs are, but these two huge, big signs, even for the one who cannot read. Signs. Natural. Even your circulation of your blood changes at that time. You know that. Circulation of our blood is not the same during the day and during the night. The temperature of your blood changes. Many things. Your thoughts change. The way you think change. Your feelings, your emotional system, your whole system. If you want to listen to yourself, for people who are living in cities, they need some breaks from time to time to go to nature and to understand this. Right. But even in the city, Just be attentive to yourself, and you will see it. People are coming to work with their cars in the morning, even in the city. You cannot escape the spirit. And then going back, the traffic, the jam is in this direction of the highway, on this side of the highway in the morning, and the jam is on the other side of the highway in the evening. Even the big cities, we cannot escape the spirit. Still, ayatay. You start there. You understand? Yes. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you for the... yes, he has a question. Yes.
What forms of zikr are up there? I mean, how do I know that I do zikr? For example, reading the Quran, or saying La ilaha illallah, or helping my mom, or...
Are there different forms of zikr, or should we just focus on one? Anything that reminds you of Allah is zikr. Zikr is result. Zikrullah is to remember Allah. anything that reminds you of Allah, we say again, anything that reminds you of your mortality, of His vitality, and of nature of your relationship with Him, of the nature of your this life, of this project of yours, that actually it's called a journey towards Him, is dhikr. Whether giving a sadaqah, helping your mother, milking your goat, feeding yourself, going to sleep, right? Is dhikr. Now, we said that same thing we said, like for the signs, are two major signs. For the tongues to do the dhikr, there is the big tongue, which is this tongue. Okay? That's the more tangible. That's the more... I would say more tangible. Huh? So, do dhikr with your tongue. Do dhikr with your tongue. That will help you. That will help you to be able to, as Ibn Atala Secondary, one of the engineers of the heart, says, radiallahu anhu, لا تدع الذكر لعدم الحضور عسى أن نقول لك الله من ذكر مع غفلة إلى ذكر مع حضور إلى ذكر مع غيبة عما سوى المذكور. Do not abandon ذكر because of the lack of presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from ذكر with
heedlessness.
From ذكر with heedlessness to ذكر with presence to ذكر with another, a higher dimension of presence, which is
understanding.
Which is understanding, which is absence in Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is to melt in Him, then you don't see anything else except Him. You don't even see yourself. That's something else. So, we start doing the dhikr with our tongue. Why? Because it will... another saying, what Imam Ali also says, he said, مَا كَثْرَ ذِكْرُ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ وَقَرَ فِي الْجَنَانِ. Whatever you mention a lot with your tongue will find a way to your heart, sooner or later. Huh? If you keep money, 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 one time it will find its way to your heart. If you keep Allah, 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 خلاص, it will make its way. Drop by drop, it will make its way. You see? The tongue is very connected to the heart. Actually, all the limbs are very connected to the heart. The eyes are the most connected to the heart. Okay? The tongue is very connected to the heart. They say it is attached to the heart. All of them are attached, but... yani. So when you say, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, and you are working with all the rest of the brain and the intellect, etc., it will, that dhikr. But all anything that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dhikr. Listening to this is dhikr. But doing all of them, as we said, it's digging and widening, and it's working, it's gardening, right? It's gardening. You cannot just keep watering the plant. Huh? No, we have to trim. Huh? You have to weed, you have to fertilize, you have to, so all of that. It's working, it's gardening. As we say, there is a tree of life in your heart, you need to keep, so, La ilaha illallah is something, Subhanallah is another thing, Alhamdulillah is another thing, different vitamins, different perspectives, but in the end, it's anything that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the gardener, Allah is the anything that reminds you of your nothingness and His everythingness, if I may say that. Anything that reminds you of your emptiness and His holiness and holiness. Everythingness, holiness and holiness. طيب. And your emptiness and nothingness and unholiness. Right? Anything that reminds you of your gap and that He is the only one who can fill that gap, خلاص يكفي. There is a gap in your heart that only Allah can fill. You have to feel the gap and ask him to fill that gap. Bismillah.
You say, Sheikh, that we need to at least do dhikr in the morning and fill wudu.
Well, asal. That's why the awrad always at that time. Yeah.
So the morning, from which time to which time is it? And the evening or night, from which time to
the
which
best,
time is it?
The best. In as-salata kanta al-mu'minin kitab al-maquta. The best moment to do the dhikr of the morning is really the beginning of the morning. The best moment.
After Fajr?
Yeah, after Fajr. And the best moment? The best moment is immediately after Fajr. The best moment. But you have the whole day after that to make qada of that, to do it. Right? You see?
In the evening?
And in the evening, the best moment is right before the sunset or right after the sunset. Right before the sunset.
The Maghrib.
Right before Maghrib, right before Maghrib. These last 15 minutes before Maghrib, Habib Abdullah ibn Amr al-Haddad in his wasaya, he says, and don't let these two major cosmic changes happen to you without finding you remembering God. Don't, yani, the moment of sunset, 10 minutes before the sunset, take that habit of just, if you are listening to music or you are playing sports or you are whatever you are doing, try to at least a CD, 10 minutes is too much for you, a CD, 10 seconds. Just one time, I said, you cannot do the whole word. You are teaching, you are the class. It happens to me. I mean, especially here, I mean, sunset happens, we are in the middle of the class, in the middle of the exam. I'm teaching and you know what? The moment of sunset, be attentive to it. Just close your eyes and just take a breath and say La ilaha illallah wahda la sharika lahu mulku wa alhamd yuhyi wa yumiitu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Say Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah Allahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Say La ilaha illallah alhamdulillah. You understand? هكذا. But that's the best moment. If you at least do it in that way, so we'll go back. So if you have a word, for example, 100 times, astaghfirullah, 100 times, salat al nabi, okay. Yes, the best moment to do your word, all the shuyukh, in all the turuq, they have the best moment for the awrad is immediately after Fajr and immediately before sunset or immediately after salat al maghrib. They will tell you this. So the same time. But, for example, if you cannot, you are working, you are at least remember Allah one time during that moment. You understand? And you have the full day, the whole day to finish your word after that, to continue your word. You understand? At least take a deep breath and don't let that happen to you and you are min al ghafilin. Don't let the night fall and you are ghafil and you are oblivious. You understand? Don't let the day rise or the sun and you are ghafil, you are asleep, you are absent, you are
When we do Fajr, it's still very dark.
Yes.
And before Maghrib, it's also dark, so we...
Yeah, but yes, okay, we are living in houses now, but honestly, actually, Sweden. This is Sweden.
Later?
No, yeah. It's when we say it's dark, but actually it's the day is coming. وصبحي ذا تنفس. Fajr is not just Fajr for. It's not the clock that decides the time of Fajr. It is still called Fajr. There is something in if you are living in the nature, if you are living in the countryside, you will feel something. Even if you. You are sitting on the carpet, you will feel something immediately, the time of Fajr, the temperature, everything, there is change, there is something that changes. But yes, the whole, in Scandinavian or in Canada or something, it takes long, the time between Fajr and sunrise, it takes 2 hours or something like that, right? Mm. Between the Adhan of Fajr and sunrise, you have how many hours?
It's depending on the message.
It depends on the madhab. Right. No, the madhab does not decide the time of the adhan. I think that's the method of calculation. Right. The madhab decides what is the best time to make iqama of fajr. Now, yes, there are two opinions. The ahnaf, they prefer the isfar. The ahnaf, they prefer the time of isfar, which is, they call it Subh Sadaq, or the time of Isfar anyway, the time when actually right before the sunrise, the Ahnaf. The Shafi'iyya, they prefer the time of the Idlaj, they call it in the beginning, the beginning of the moment of the Fajr. You find in the Maliki, they are the middle. They take time, they give time to people to, in the practice, they give time to people to come and after the Fajr, after the Adhan, etc., to get ready, etc., and then they come. Marhaba, that's something, it's good, it's all good.
Actually, you mentioned that something is changing. Actually, there are malaik which are changed.
Ah, the malaika, absolutely, but when you talk the malaika, it's the energy. Yes, the malaika of Layla are going, and the malaik of Nahar and coming back, and actually that's the time you have more witnesses, because both of them are there. The malaik of Layla are getting ready to leave, and the malaik of Nahar are waiting to start, and they are there. That's why these two moments are mashhood, they call them. Yeah, they are two moments. In the Quran, al-Fajr kana mashhooda, they say, because the malaika of Layla and the malaika of Nahar, both of them are witnessing it. Now, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Labbaik. Alhamdulillah. Barakallah feekum, inshallah.
Maybe if there's...
Yes, if there is another question, and after that, if there is something else. Hafidhakum Allah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tayyibina tahirin ya na'mal mawla wa na'mal nasir ya hayyu ya qayyum. برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير اصلح لنا شأننا ومرادنا كلها لا تكلنا لأنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين أقل من ذلك. Allah, you gathered us in this place, in this moment, with these beautiful brothers and sisters, remembering you and thinking of you and thinking of what brings us closer to you and what makes us more aware of your presence and what makes us closer to you, the source of guidance that you have sent to us in this universe, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan lil'alameen. Ya arhamar rahimeen, ya rabbal alameen. And you have inspired us many beautiful things. Give us, ya rabbi, the tawfiq to benefit from what we have learned. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let it be just abstract theory. But Ya Arhamar Rahimeen Rabbil Alameen, give us the tawfiq to experience what we've been talking about. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Make us people of experience, people of taste, people of dhawq, people of living, people who live this deen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen Rabbil Alameen, not people who just practice and do this deen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, allow us to become living mu'min, living Muslims, living people of faith, living people of living faith, of a growing faith, people of transformation, people who are walking in this path of transformation, people who are getting transformed every day, every moment, becoming better, becoming more light and more light. People who are getting lightened and enlightened in every moment, in every word, everything they do, everything they say. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make everything, allow us to see you in everything, and allow us to understand the message from you and receive a letter from you in everything, because Ya Allah, you are sending us letters in every letter, and you are sending us letters in everything around us. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you are endlessly telling us, come closer, come closer, come closer. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, allow us to hear your call and allow us to respond to your call. Bi rahmatika na'mal mawla wa na'mal nasir. Ya Allah, give us more yearning, more longing, more love, more attachment to you, Ya Rabb. more attachment to you, more attachment to you, more attachment, stronger attachment to you, a stronger attachment that burns all the attachments. A strong attachment to you that will help us to detach from everything that is taking us away from you. Give us true love for you, Ya Rabbi, true yearning for you, true longing for you, more than we are attached to our parents and mothers, more than the baby is attached to his mother, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Rabbil Alameen, make us more aware of our need for you, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Rabbil Alameen, Salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad, ala alihi wa ashabihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Bless everyone here, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, bless all these wonderful sisters, all these beautiful brothers, bless this masjid. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you have chosen out of all the names for this masjid the name of Aisha. And she was the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, make this masjid the most beloved masjid to you in this whole universe, in this whole earth. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Rabbil Alameen. Make this masjid most beloved to you, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Rabbil Alameen. You are al-wasa'. You can make every masjid most beloved to you. Make this masjid in particular most beloved to you. And everyone who enters this masjid, and everyone who serves in this masjid, and everyone who prays in this masjid, and everyone who leads prayer in this masjid. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. The way you selected that beautiful name for it, select a beautiful reality for it, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, and make it very beloved, most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make this masjid fadluhu ala sa'ir al-masajid ka fadl al-tharidi ala sa'ir al-ta'am, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Rabbil Alameen. Salli wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tayyibina tahirin wa na'mal wala wa na'mal nasir. Bless every corner in this masjid. Bless every place in this masjid. Ya Rabbi, everyone who makes prostration in this masjid, make him sink in a pillar of light. Make him sink in a whirlpool of light that takes him far and deep, 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 deep in faith and knowledge. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Make every corner in this masjid living with your light, with your reality. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, with your haqiqa, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. These are your servants. They worked very beautifully, very gently to make this masjid aesthetically beautiful. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, make their hearts more beautiful than this. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And the hearts of everyone who enters this masjid, make him more harmonious, more beautiful. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Salli wa sallim wa barak ala Habibika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tayyibin tahirin. Ya na'mal wala na'mal nasir. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. برحمتك نستغيث من عذابك نستجير أصحبنا شأننا ومرادنا كله ولا تكننا أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. صلي وسلم وبارك وسلم على آله واغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات أحياء من الأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم الخيرات إنك عفو كريم عظيم رفيع الدرجات. صلى الله عليه وسلم وحمد عليه وصحبه وسلم فاتحا الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. تقبل الله.